Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile 90.4 FM.
What a great way to start a series of being out and about at schools around the Western Cape by starting here at one of the oldest schools in the Western Cape. Thank you, Mullerton Primary, and everybody for being here. Morning!
Morning!
Oh, did you guys have to get up extra early this morning?
Yes.
Oh,
it was very early.
Was it? And like you were like, oh, do I have to get up? Do we have to go now? It's just so early and my bed's so nice and warm.
Yes. Yes.
Listen, you guys made the nicest pictures for us, so I want to say thank you very much for having us at your school.
You're welcome.
Cool. So tell me, you both are wearing, it looks like, your PT clothes.
Yes.
What's on today? So do you have sport on today?
No. Just got to wear them because our teacher said so.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. If you listen to the show and you're on your way into town or wherever you are, doesn't that sound in the background of kids playing? Mm. Even if you don't have kids yet, like the both of you, you look around you and you think, yo, this was us not so long ago, or maybe it was long ago. You were on a playground like this in primary school. And time goes by so quickly and you think to yourself, oh, one day these are going to be my kids at school.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the parents coming along to do the morning drops at school, et cetera, et cetera. And it's exciting. These kids, the most exciting thing that happened when I was in school was when the yo-yo guys came. And I'm not talking about rappers that came and went yo, yo, yo. Remember those old school yo-yos?
Yes.
Exactly.
Walk the dog, you can do all the tricks.
Could you do
Simba,
it?
Simba came once to the school. The chip guy. Yeah. The chip lion.
Remember the Sasko man?
Ooh. Oh.
Sasko Sam.
My favorite.
That's
Sasko
it.
Sam.
He was like a piece of bread. And then his face would
like
stick
a piece
out.
Of bread.
Well, the outfit.
Do you know how many people attacked Simba the lion for a packet of chips? The kids were all over Simba the lion on Simba's the bag. Eventually, like the second year that Simba was invited back to the school, he needed security. It's like Simba in security.
Did he have some hyenas with him?
I tell you what, the second time that he did come around, we had two different Simbas. The first Simba that came to the school was very, like, you could tell he loved being around kids. The other Simba, now he wasn't that great. I think he had a chip on his shoulder.
Hi, Smile FM. Hope you guys are doing well. Noah here, 5K Mullerton. Hope you're having a nice day, and I'm ready for Friday. Whoop, whoop.
Hi, Smile FM. I'm Linja Getu from Mullerton Primary. I'm in Mrs. Scott's class in grade 4, and my class is the most excited.
This is Robert from Brandis, grade 4, at Mullerton Primary, the best school in Cape Town, reporting to the best radio station, Smile FM. Happy Friday!
We want to go to every primary school in the Western Cape. We're going to be broadcasting for the next 15 years. The Rhino Comet Breakfast Show.
It's
2038. Welcome to the Rhino Comet Breakfast Show. We finally got to Plumstead. Muesenberg, hello, 2041. Morning.
Yeah, we're going to get to all of them. We'll get to all of you. It doesn't matter. If we're going to be here for 15 years, so be it. For 20 years. Well done to our first recipient of $100 this morning. Mm. Kicking the ball through the poles, Gabriel. Gabriel's got $100. Now, so you slot the first kick, it's $100. The second kick's $1,000. The third kick is 90,400 rand towards your kids' education. Do you know that if I go back to primary school, that would equate to like 14 million rand? It would have felt like.
Who owned the Genovia?
But that's what 90,400 rand would have been when I was in primary school. It equated now to modern days to 14 million rand.
I'd be
like,
buyer.
Yeah, I'm rich. I'd be like, touch up for
show me the money. I'd be like, show me the money.
Hot dogs are mean. I'd be like, we're all getting JC's. JC's were what they have now.
Yes.
It was bunny licks in our day.
Bunny lick.
It was nothing about a bunny or about a lick that you made. You never licked the thing. You bit the little piece of plastic off. I always bite the little corner off, right? And you're almost choking the thing. Like it's a little bit of plastic. And, and then you suck on this thing and you crunch it between your teeth. And and the noise it made. Mm-hmm. Teachers used to get so annoyed when kids had those. Because when you sucked in them and you're
like, a lot of noise.
Stop it with that bunny lick. You stop it, O'Connor. I'm like,
JC is the one that went to private school.
And yeah, JC is the bunny link that went to private school and has medical aid. What a great school. What a great bunch of kids.
But you know what looks amazing? You look at these kids' faces.
Yeah.
No concern, no worry in the world. Yeah, they look happy, joyful.
That's obviously. No bonds, no cars to pay off. No credit card bills that are high.
But most of them are probably going like, oh my word, I wish I was Wim Ryan and Wim Ricky.
In Tani Success.
No one wants to be Wim Ryan this morning. Ryan and his bubbleus. No one wants to be Wim Ryan. Okay. And yes, it's self-inflicted. A lot of you will say, well, you want to go party with Deacon Blue.
Yeah.
You want to go drink some wine, hang out with the people. You're going to be Babala.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.